Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
And now it's time for the Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse.
Upstage Surrey presents The Life Class by Yvonne Wheeler.
My bed and a pillow for my head. I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my soul. I got funds for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a Dubai heater. Rolling out, skinning on the road, so they get sweeter. Legs on my chairs and a head full of hair. Holding a pan and some shoes in my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Few pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down.
Welcome everyone to the Surrey Saturday Life Class. Our model this week is Molly Ann. Can everyone please give her a warm Surrey welcome? Molly Ann, we're a small friendly group. Please meet Fred. You need to speak up with him. He's a bit hard of hearing. Meryl, Daisy and Rebecca. Oh, everyone, Ethel is off sick this week, but we're hoping she'll be back soon.
Hello, Molly Ann. Have we drawn you before? I can never recognise the models with their clothes on.
Oh, no, it's my first time here.
Have some nice, easy poses, please.
I'll see what I can do. Where can I get changed, please?
The toilets are over there. Excuse the spider in the corner. He lives there. Almost like a mascot. We've even named him Kevin. And whatever you do, don't wipe your hands on the towel. They're likely to come up dirtier than before you wash them. That towel has been hanging round there since the 90s. Are you working later?
Yes. I'm not sure I'll ever be ready for retirement. I just think once you give up work, you stagnate. Look around this room, for example.
I know what you mean. I've seen more life in a cemetery.
I'm so poor at the moment. Everything seems to be going up in price. No idea how they can afford to heat this place. It's warmer than my pied de terre. Mind you, I do have quite a few rooms to heat.
Poor?
Well, you know, poor. Poor like a peasant. I'm basically living like a peasant. I've had to downgrade from Harvey Nicks to Waitrose.
Gosh, that must be terrible.
It really is.
Waitrose? Blimey, Waitrose is hardly cheap as cheese.
Pardon? Do you mean cheap as chips, Fred?
What? Do you even know how much chips cost these days?
He can hear when he wants to hear.
When they said the model was going to be voluptuous this week, I didn't know they meant she was going to be that voluptuous. I'm going to need a bigger piece of paper.
The models have been expanding week on week. There is certainly going to be a lot of folds to draw.
Where do you want me?
No good asking me, love. You need to ask the head poncho.
It's the head honcho.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Bloody women.
Brilliant. If you want to make yourself comfortable, how's the lighting for everyone?
Doesn't work for us over here. Feel like I'm being interrogated by the Gestapo. Can you move it from my eyeline?
Right, let's get down to our drawing, everyone. We're going to have a 10-minute pose, 20-minute pose, 30-minute pose followed by a 20-minute break, and then we will end with a 40-minute pose. When you're ready, Molly Ann. Thanks, that is a great pose.
How long is this pose for?
10 minutes.
He keeps changing the times every week. Wish you'd do some shorter poses.
I don't know how the model can hold that pose. Her yoga classes must be paying off.
I think the gas heater is too close to the model. She's going pink down one side. It's ruining my painting. I don't think I have that shade of lobster pink.
5 minutes left.
What? Until she's cooked?
What's a joke? How long have we got left?
Want me to move the heater, Molly-Ann?
It's fine. I'm lovely and toasty. It's so cold outside today.
You'd think with all that insulation, she'd be warm. Rebecca, it's a shame you missed the class last week. You should have seen the model. It was hard to get the proportions right, if you know what I mean. Made my eyes water just looking at him. It was like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Hello? Sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm in my life class. Yes, drawing a naked person. It's no different to drawing a bowl of fruit. Banana and two tangerines, good one. But it's a woman this week, more like two watermelons. Speak later. Ciao.
Anyone got a sharpener I can borrow?
Here you go. Are you sure there is still any lead left in that pencil? It's barely a stump.
Well, he certainly acts like there is.
2 minutes left.
My God, look, she's got a piercing down there.
Now, that would make my eyes water.
Oh, I wish she'd close her legs. I can see what she had for breakfast.
I could never do life modelling.
Me neither. There's too much waxing involved.
Right, that's time, everyone. Thanks, Molly-Ann. If you could now do a seated pose for 20 minutes.
How long is this pose for?
20 minutes. I think he needs to turn up his hearing aid.
Fred, turn up your hearing aid.
What? I can't hear you. No, I'm deaf, you know.
Yes, we all bloody well know.
I think his batteries need replacing.
And not just for his hearing aid.
10 minutes left, everyone.
10 minutes? I need at least an hour for a model of this size.
Well, you need to sort that arm out for a start. She's not a weightlifter, you know. And her legs are far too long. She's not just off the racetrack.
Thanks, Molly-Ann. If we can have a lying down pose now. How's that for everyone?
Bloody boring for us over here. Didn't she twist her body or something?
I would move to a better position, but Meryl is taking up most of the space. She does like to spread herself out. How many paints does one person need?
That's time. Thanks, Molly-Ann. You've been great. Anyone for a cup of tea?
Not if she's making it. She only shows the tea bag to the water. Talk about weak. Bit like Ethel's bones. You know she broke her ankle again. This time hang gliding. Apparently she landed badly.
Well, of course she landed badly if she broke her ankle. But hang gliding? Isn't she a bit too old for all that?
You'd think. She had to cancel her snowboarding holiday because of the injury, but she's hoping she'll be healed in time for the wing walk.
Wing walk? Not sure I'd want to be strapped to a plane's wing while it's flying in the air.
Her daughter bought her a voucher for Mother's Day.
Lucky she has good life insurance.
That's what the daughter said.
Great drawing, Fred. You even managed to fit her head on the paper this time.
There are other parts of the body he likes to concentrate on when he's drawing.
Yes, he does have a thing for ankles.
As well as other parts.
I take photos of your drawings, please, for my social media accounts.
Of course.
I'm a bit insulted she didn't want to take photos of any of my drawings.
To be fair, I've seen the back end of buses that are more attractive than what you've drawn.
That's exactly what I was going for, cheeky. I blame my pencil. It was nearly blunt by the end of the drawing, and I didn't have time to sharpen it.
Yes, that's right. Blame your tools. Did you watch that portrait show on TV? I thought the idea of a portrait was that it's meant to look like the person you're drawing. One person just drew the feet. Can you believe that?
I think my four-year-old granddaughter could have done a better job. At least she knows faces have only two eyes.
Everyone, the model next week will be Lucy. You might remember her from last month.
Oh, not Lucy. She's far too thin. And you know I'm not good at drawing angles.
At least you can fit her on the page.
Now, for the last drawing of the day, Molly Ann, if you can lay down again, but facing in the opposite direction this time, please.
How long is this pose for?
Until the bitter end.
All the models these days seem to be covered in tattoos. I don't like them. I think they look a right mess.
The model the other week had the jam tattooed on his leg.
Well, that's entertainment for you.
Thanks, Molly Ann. That's time, everyone. Thank you for a great session.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fred, wake up. The class has finished. Poor love must have worn himself out.
Maybe the heat has got to him.
Come on, Fred. You need to pack up. Fred, wake up. Daisy, he's not moving. Call an ambulance.
Oi, why stop poking me? You're hurting me.
For a minute there, I thought we might have to change the title of the life class.
I gave my business card to Molly Ann. Can you believe she binned it? I was only trying to be nice.
So rude.
I have to make a quick exit, so I'll see you next week. Right, I'm off to run my body positive class.
Welcome back, everybody. I can't believe a week has passed already. Unfortunately, I've got some bad news today. The model isn't coming this week. She said something about the people in the class making rude comments about her.
I don't know why she's looking at me when she said that.
Some people are just oversensitive, don't you think?
So, I'm looking for a volunteer to step in.
Well, if you insist, I suppose I can get my kit off.
Well, I was thinking clothes. Thank you very much, Fred. I thought, Daisy, you might like to step into the breach. We will do some quick drawings to make it easy for you. Let's start with 5 minutes.
Well, if I must.
If you could get yourself comfortable.
She's moving around a lot, isn't she? How am I supposed to draw that?
Yeah, she's not very good at modelling.
That's time. Can you get yourself into a different position, Daisy? The last one was not a good view for everyone. Yes, that's better. Can you hold it for 10 minutes?
I guess so.
I didn't realise how big her feet are until I started drawing. They look about the same size as mine.
I'm not sure I'm going to have enough paper with me.
My drawing isn't going very well. I blame the model.
Right, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going.
Some people can dish it out, but they can't take it. Are you sure you don't want me to get my kit off?
I want to get naked with you. That's what I really want to do. Would you like to get naked too? Fool around with me.
You have been listening to The Life Class by Yvonne Wheeler. Directed by Sarah Robinson. Edited by Colin Hounsford. With Caroline Tattersall as Daisy. Mandy Dowdney as Rebecca. Becky Frith as Molly Ann, Jean Anderson as the facilitator, and Vaughan Evans as Fred. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, Creating Entertainment, written and performed by local people, for local people.
Don't smack my face, don't spray me with mace, and don't call the police. Just wanna be honest with you, would you be honest with me? I wanna get naked with you, in the dirt or in the swimming pool. In a car, yours or mine will do. Get naked with me. Get naked with me. Get naked with me.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.